to old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2020-13, Terrapin Island, formerly known as Salt Cedars.
Mr. Chairman, council's going to read this motion into the record for me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Mears, the motion is to move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2020-13 for Terrapin Island based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the coastal area and the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 42 lots on 32.13 acres. This density of approximately 1.49 units per acre is lower than the maximum density that is permitted in the AR1 zone and in the coastal area. Three, the subdivision is located between Bayfront at Rehoboth, which is similar in many respects to this subdivision, and a higher density manufactured home and RV park. This is an appropriate location for an infill subdivision such as this. Four, the proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway and entrance requirements. Five, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Six, the subdivision contains approximately 16.14 acres of open space, which represents nearly 57% of the site. Seven, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Eight, the location is in the coastal area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Nine, the subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. Ten, the development complies with the requirements of the coastal area, and the applicant has performed a wetlands delineation and an environmental assessment of public facilities evaluation report. The results of those reports are taken into account in the design of the subdivision. 11, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 42 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that at least 57% of the site remains as open space. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 20 feet wide installed along the perimeter of the subdivision, except in the wetland areas. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer area nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. In addition, there shall be a 10-foot wide area set aside between the perimeter buffer and any lot to be utilized for stormwater conveyance. F, common area land of the adjacent Bayfront at Rehoboth wraps around this site, including Bayfront at Rehoboth's direct access to Rehoboth Bay. The final site plan for this subdivision shall provide a vehicle connection from its eastern cul-de-sac to the property line of Bayfront at Rehoboth's beach area for that HOA's vehicular use for beach area maintenance, sand replenishment, and emergency vehicle accessibility. G, as proffered by the applicant, there shall be a sidewalk connection to the property line of the isolated section of Bayfront at Rehoboth containing Cove Court and lots 178, 179, and 180. H, there shall be a buffer that is at least 50 feet wide from the mean high water line of all tidal waters, tidal tributary streams, tidal wetlands, perennial rivers, and non-tidal streams. There shall be a minimum disturbance of trees and other vegetation within these buffer areas. Required silt fencing shall be installed uplands of these buffer areas using the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development to avoid disturbance. Construction activities within the buffer area shall be minimum. Any disturbance in the buffer area shall be indicated on the final site plan, and the limits of disturbance shall be indicated on the final site plan. I, in addition to the buffer required in condition H above, there shall be a 25-foot building setback from all non-tidal wetlands. J, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. K, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets. A system of fully shielded and downward screen street lighting shall also be provided. L, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system. M, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. N, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. The design of the Brackish Drive, let me restate that, the design of the Brackish Drive cul-de-sac, including the location of the turnout turnaround areas, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Engineering Department and the offices of the State Fire Marshal. O, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. P, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. Q, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. R, as proffered by the applicant, the final site plan and recorded declaration of restrictions for the subdivision shall prohibit the application of fertilizers or similar soil additives on the property by the owners of the individual lots within the subdivision. All fertilizer applications shall be managed and applied by the HOA and its contractors to industry standards using best management practices to minimize the risk of runoff into the stormwater management system, wetlands, and the inland bays. S, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided, the preservation of all buffer areas, and the forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. T, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. U, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And last but certainly not least is V, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Okay. I have a request. Okay. On P, there were Saturday hours for construction. That road is the same as the other one. I don't think we should, and there's people already around. I think we should give them a break on Saturdays.
Plus the camp changes visitors on Saturdays.
Now, what about, I'm just asking this, what about when it's not peak season, or is it peak all the time down there? I mean, is it pretty hot the whole, it's pretty heavy?
It's fair enough. There are people who live there year round, is what my main concern is. So yeah, I was gonna take out the Saturday hours at all, so there'll be no construction on Saturday or Sunday.
Mr. Chairman, I revise my motion to exclude Saturday hours.
Okay.
I second.
All right, moved and seconded to recommend approval of subdivision 2020-13, Terrapin Island, formerly known as Salt Cedars, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is conditional use number 2250, Paola Pacheco Vasquez.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of conditional use 2250 for Paolo. Help me out.
Paolo Bacello Vasquez.
For a construction business, work trailer, and outdoor storage based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is in the business of construction concrete foundations and footers for new buildings. There is a need for this type of use in Sussex County. Two, there will be no retail sales or similar business conducted from the site. It will only be used for storage of equipment associated with the applicant's construction business. Three, the applicant has stated that all work is performed off-site and that there will not be any dumping or storage of concrete or similar materials on the site. Four, the use does not require any regular deliveries. The only traffic is typically in the morning and afternoon when employees take the equipment to off-site job locations. Five, with the conditions and limitations of this approval, the use of the site for storage purposes will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or traffic. Six, the applicant has stated that his company provides a service to the construction industry in Sussex County. This use is of a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to the applicant's construction business with work trailer and equipment storage. No retail sales or other business shall be conducted from the site. B, no manufacturing or concrete mixing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the shredding or grinding of any materials. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. D, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. F, there shall be no dumping or storage of concrete or similar materials on the site. G, all maintenance of vehicles and equipment shall be performed indoors or off-site. H, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle and equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within the property setbacks. I, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Okay, so we moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2250, Paola Pacheco Vasquez, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2254, Richard Tillman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2254 for Richard Tillman Jr. and Kelsey R. Dickerson for a glass tinting shop based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant seeks approval for a small glass tinting business to occur within an existing pole building. Two, the applicant has stated that there will only be 3 to 4 cars serviced at any one time and the use will not require extensive deliveries to or from the site. As a result, the use will not generate a significant amount of traffic. Three, the use does not generate any noise or odors. Four, the applicant has stated that all materials will be stored inside. Five, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a glass tinting business. No other uses or sales shall occur on the property. B, the glass tinting operation shall only occur within the existing pole building and all materials shall be stored within the building. C, the hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. D, signage shall be limited to one lighted sign along the roadway, not to exceed 32 square feet in size. E, all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. F, all entrances shall be subject to all DLDOT requirements. G, failure to comply with any of these conditions of approval shall be grounds for termination of this condition use approval. H, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
We move to second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2234, Richard Tillman, for the reason and with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. Next item is conditional use number 2259, Evergreen Companies LLC.
I don't have a motion for that.
Mr. Chairman, if I could assist, just following the previous hearing on this at the previous meeting, there was some discussion in the record that staff actually looked into. The discussion related to the previous conditional use number 2130, which was for the Coastal Corners development to the west further along Fred Hudson Road. And staff did look into the minutes for that particular conditional use application. I think specifically during the previous public hearing for CU 2259, there was some discussion specifically relating to whether the conditions of approval for CU 2130 had been complied with, specifically in relation to the depth and the width of the buffer there. Staff did look into that, and whilst there was discussion following the approval of CU 2130 at the site plan stage in relation to the buffer design and whether a dumpster pad, for example, was in the buffer there, that we've been able to confirm that there are no issued notices of violation for CU 2130, and staff added a note to the file to that effect.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. We wanted to get that clear and on the record. I don't know that, first of all, it's even all that relevant because each land use application stands on its own merits. But since that was raised, and it was raised in a specific way to suggest that there were violations, in other words, there were not rules or conditions of approval that were followed, we wanted to research that and confirm that that was not the case. And get that out in the open and on the record, you know, when it came up under old business tonight. So, you know, at this point, having heard that, if you want to, you know, defer for, you know, the next meeting, they still have time. Mm-hmm. If we defer, so there'll be a recommendation in time for county council.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to defer.
Second.
Moved seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2259 of Green Companies LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. And I abstain.
Opposed? Carried 4-0 with 28 abstaining. All right.